Thanks for calling Zilka.
Yeah, is Jorge in?
May I ask who's calling?
Yeah, it's Jeremiah from the Bank of Cardiff.
Oh, yeah, right.
Jeremiah from Bank of Cardiff. Was he expecting your call?
You know, I don't think he was expecting it. I just have a question for him.
Okay. Okay, I'll transfer you, Jeremiah.
All right. Thank you.
Is a good email still for you, the printing at institutelivingston.com? Alright, yeah, I'll just...
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, George. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing? How was your weekend?
It was very relaxing. How about you?
Very relaxing as well.
It's always nice to have that extra.
You know, yes, and my family is in New York visiting my youngest daughter. Mm-hmm. So they left for 1 week. They're coming back tomorrow. So I was like home alone the whole week. Yeah, was good. Was good. We have a good time.
Very peaceful for you, huh?
Very peaceful, yes, yes. Besides my business, very peaceful.
Besides your business, exactly. I understand. Hey, George, I had a couple questions for you.
Sure.
Does the vendor, I know the vendor's based out of China, right?
Yes, this is a vendor based in China. They they have a technical service guy living in L.A., is what they told me. And I've been checking about them because, of course, for me to invest in equipment that once you approve the lease or whatever, I'm the one that owes you the money. You know, they don't owe you the money, so I'm taking the responsibility. So I've been checking. Let me tell you what I've been finding out about these guys.
Okay.
I believe that they are a big corporation based in China, and I believe they are in the stock market of China.
Okay.
They're like a big corporation. They share with me, they've been very like, how can I say this? They've been giving me information more and more and more every time that we're getting closer to close a deal. And last time they shared with me a map from the U.S., map, where they gave me all the areas where they have machines across the United States. I think, I'm not mistaken, that they have close to 60 machines working in the U.S., which I think is pretty good for anybody that is providing stuff from overseas, having 60 customers. And they were open to let me know with them as long as we were getting, close to close the deal. They will, she was able to, it's a lady, she offered me to give me names and from companies from the U.S. to talk about the machine, the service, and all that stuff. So, that's basically what I have from them. So far, so good, you know. The other potential vendor is from Switzerland. Again, they're not based in the U.S., but of course, the price of the machine is double, and we cannot afford to ask for $120,000. I believe that if we can work with this machine for 8 years, 9 years, I'm going to be very happy. You know, like, it pays off. I'm good with it. I'm not expecting the machine is going to last 20 years. So at least as long as the machine is usable for 8 to 10 years, I think I'm fine. I believe the way we keep maintenance in our equipment, the machine is going to last at least 10 years. I'm very careful with my printers and cuttings and the machines that we already have. We're very careful, you know. I always try to keep the machinery in a good condition. So basically that's my opinion about this company. I don't know about them too much. I've been learning since I felt like trying to pursue the purchase or lease the purchase from them of this equipment. So if there's any specific information you would like me to ask, let me know. And like I said, they were willing to give me names, and Okay. So maybe that will be also good if you guys can talk to them, you know, to the actual owners.
Absolutely. I definitely will talk to them. I did have a question as far as, like, because I know we don't release any money until the equipment is delivered.
Yes, and you know what? I think I agree with you 100%. This is one way that we can do this. I don't know. It just sign an agreement with these guys, U.S. Bank, telling mm-hmm. that once we approve, that's the way I've been doing my other equipment. Once I receive it, it's installed and working, I release the payment.
Okay.
So I was not like, when they told me 50% before delivery, no way. So guess what? Rita is the name of the person I'm dealing. I was, as long as we are approved, I was planning to say, you know what? I don't feel comfortable until the equipment is up and running and mm-hmm. makes sense that we can just authorize the payment to you guys.
Okay.
So yeah.
What if it comes down to where you pay them and we pay you back? Is that something you're comfortable with, or
I don't feel comfortable. I'm using money to buy right now fabrics for my retail store.
Okay.
And I'm putting all that money on vendors from Italy.
Okay.
So I really would like to get the finance from you guys.
Sure. Okay, I understand. All right, great. Well, that's what I needed to know. Let me go back to the underwriter, and then I will be in touch with you again shortly.
Okay. Yes, this lady emailed me yesterday. I just said, you know, I'm waiting to hear from the bank. So
yep.
As soon as I hear something, I will let you know. Based on your I was going to ask you. I didn't send you the credit card transactions.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was like another different deal. Mm-hmm. But to be honest, if we're able to come up with a good deal on the things that I'm asking, and if the rates are competitive, I don't have any problem by moving from Bank of America to you guys.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
you
let's,
know, just and we do just roughly like on online we do 1,700 transactions a year.
Okay.
Average transaction is, I would say, $80, I think. And then when we charge credit cards here in the office, like we enter the key, you know, by hand,
mm-hmm.
I believe we do, let me just think, like maybe 400 to 450,000. And the average of each transaction, I would say, is like $800.
Okay. Well, we definitely do appreciate that. However, I don't want you to change over. Here's what's different about us. The reason why I want you to keep your money there is because we're not FDIC approved. So we're only a business bank. So we only work with businesses, and we help them get business loans, business equipment financing, business. So we'll help take care of all your business needs.
I see. Yeah, I thought what's something else you would like to get, but I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, no, we want to build a relationship with you, but as far as like anytime you need financing or if
you
need capital,
you are there to help. And
exactly.
We've been having ups and downs, but we always pay our bills. So hasn't been easy to establish a business, but I think I'm very optimistic the way we're going today compared from the day we started the business. So I think the brand is way more positioned in the market. More people is aware about that we exist, and hopefully we're going to just keep doing better and better. And by the way, I was able to send you our tax return that when I asked my accountant if he can send me the extension, he said, oh, good news, I already filed for your tax return. That's why I sent it to you.
Perfect.
I don't know. Whatever you ask me, I send it over.
No, I appreciate it, George. Thank you so much.
Sure. And the agreement from National Funding, I send you also the three first pages.
Yep.
So I don't know if there's anything you need from me or...
No, everything is good right now. It's just a matter of me figuring out. We got to make sure that basically it'll be okay for us to pay them once it's delivered, installed, and working.
Yes, I will be on the same page with you. Like I will tell the vendor, you know, the bank can send you a written letter, you know, like you guys can exactly like we are pre-approved and we're good to go as long as the customer, which is me, us, which is our company, release the, you know, it's okay with the machine working and install on time and blah, blah, blah.
Perfect. Okay. So, let me find out some more, and then I will be in touch with you, George.
Do you have any idea how long will take to get a yes or a no?
I'm hoping today.
Today. Okay.
Yeah,
so I look forward to hear from you, and appreciate your following up.
Yeah, absolutely, George. Thank you.
Jeremiah, thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye. Bye-bye.